This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you here listening. Big show ahead today. Got a lot to cover. As the tentacles of the reset on American culture continue to reach out. Trent Franks from Texas, congressman, now a former congressman, resigned yesterday. This happened because people around him were uncomfortable. But again, make no mistake about what this is all about. This is not about Al Franken, who said he'll resign at some point. That also happened yesterday. This has nothing to do with anything except one thing. A continuing effort to undermine the will of the people for the election of 2016. And yeah. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, which is not the way it's done in America. The will of 31 states was done in America, including small states. That's why the Electoral College is set up the way it is, to protect the small states from the big states, from those in the country against the will of the people of the city overrunning everybody else. And Mr. President, I will say this, they will pay any price just to get you. They'll trade a good life for bad. They will suffer anything and be glad. They'll work all their lives. Yes, they will. And stand naked, stoned, and stabbed. If you lose, they will call that a bargain. The very best they've ever had. How's that for a reference to start your day on a Friday? Al Franken's resignation may appear to be a big deal, but what you're watching is really a cold and calculated political move to further undermine Donald Trump politically. In reality, Franken will be leaving a seat in a state with a Democratic governor, and therefore he will be replaced by one of his own, a far-left, socialist-leaning senator, probably the lieutenant governor of Minnesota. Minnesota will feel exactly zero impact from his departure. Franken is a painless sacrifice for the Democrats because it has no practical effect except for its value to be used to pummel Republicans of an example of how true and good and right liberals are. There's also something else you should know. Al Franken has been polling terrible in Minnesota, likely would have bowed out of the race anyway before the next go-round. Make no mistake, these Democrats will go after the president, along with their media cohorts, and are willing to pay any price if it means bringing down his administration. That has been the singular goal for nearly all Democrats, nearly all members of the national news media since day one. They are so incensed that, quote, uneducated white voters, end quote, denied Hillary Clinton the person they had already chosen to be president. She lost the White House because of these uneducated white voters. At least that's what they have you believe. They had plans for how things would keep going in the swamp. When that didn't happen, and the news anchors on networks had tears fill their eyes, many on the left filled with indignant rage. This simply could not stand. Within 48 hours of the shocking political failure of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's ascension to be president-elect, stories of the fusion GPS allegations were beginning to bubble to the surface, along with wild accusations that the Trump campaign had somehow colluded with Russia to interfere with the 2016 election. So far, there's no evidence that actually ever occurred, even though the inquiry led to the hiring of former FBI Director Bob Mueller to allegedly investigate the Russian connection. Mueller's team now running far and wide looking for something, anything to hit this president with, in the hope they can somehow nullify the will of the people and bring down this presidency. Despite the removal of at least two senior members of Mueller's team for anti-Trump rhetoric, and the demotion of another, his investigation is plowing forward with no end in sight and an exploding bill. Mueller's team has picked up $3.5 million so far, and that's just the beginning, I'm afraid. Again, it's of no concern to the liberals and anti-Trumpers who will bear any burden and pay any price to run this president out of town. One thing, however, you may have missed is that Franken has left himself an out. The senator saying he plans to resign sometime in the next few weeks is very different from stepping down on the spot. No, he wants to vote on taxes and the possible government shutdown and wants to see what the voters of Alabama are going to do. That's what he most wants. That'll be decided next Tuesday. If Roy Moore himself, accused of numerous liaisons and improprieties with teenage girls, some as young as 14, they claim, if Roy Moore loses in Alabama, so long Al Franken. But what if Roy Moore wins the race to fill the seat left behind by Jeff Sessions? Franken left open the possibility that he could say, now wait a minute, I think the people of Minnesota should actually get a chance to decide what happens here. Franken would be bucking the orders from New York Senator Chuck Schumer, but at that point, will it matter? Make a note that Franken is a long way from hitting the door when he left that door wide open for him to change his mind depending on what happens on the political landscape over the next few days and possibly weeks. Meanwhile, the Democrats are crafting their plan of attack, which for the first time in a very long time doesn't include Hillary Clinton. Have you noticed how eerily silent she's been for a little while? It seems maybe Hillary realizes the next time she prattles on about her crusade for women, someone might just start naming names again, like Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, or Monica Lewinsky. Terms like forcible rape might just leak into the conversation and overshadow the crude, aggressive habits of Al Franken. And now, let me tell you what happens when someone is actually concerned if allegations are on the mark. The case in point that I mentioned a moment ago, the now former Congressman Trent Franks of Arizona. Franks stepped to the microphone and then stepped down after he was accused of inappropriate behavior toward two members of his staff. Now, it's important to be clear here. Franks is an 8-term congressman from Arizona. Says he did nothing wrong. Was surprised to learn that he had offended anyone by his comments, but he left anyway. The issues arose during a time that he and his wife were looking for a surrogate mother to carry a child for them. And apparently he said, "Would you have my baby?" to a couple of people. But regardless, Franks, after learning of the concerns, decided to step away rather than battle with his accusers. For those in the Get the Trump at Any Price crowd, Franks will be a disappointment because it will fly against their false narrative that Democrats are somehow the ones taking the high road and they're as pure as the driven snow, while Republicans are degenerates who endorse and embrace perverts. Don't expect this to end anytime soon, however. President Trump, as long as President Trump is there, this will continue. Their goal, to have him impeached and removed from office, or have Trump resign the presidency, or some of them really believe if Trump dies, they would be happy. Anything short of any of those three things, and the virulent left will be continuing to do its work to find any way, to find a way to destroy Donald Trump, no matter their personal cost or the cost of the republic. Welcome to Free for All Friday. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Is your child really ready for life after high school? With online course opportunities through micourses.org, they can be. Learning online teaches students accountability, critical thinking, and time management skills. Students can choose 2 courses per term provided through their school and gain valuable online learning experience needed for college and job training programs. Is your child ready? Visit micourses.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Michigan Department of Education in partnership with Michigan Virtual University.
I didn't think drugs were a big deal until I did it more and more. I didn't care about school, lost friends, got kicked off the team. I got busted and got rejected by the college of my dreams. My life fell apart. Don't let my story be yours. Don't do drugs.
Get the facts at michigan.gov/drug-free. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.